Hi, this is Chris Kirchhoff, President and CEO of PlanCorp. Global stock markets finished the first quarter in positive territory as investor confidence has been bolstered by the rollout of nationwide vaccine programs, continuing fiscal aid from the federal government, and the Federal Reserve's pledge to keep easy monetary policies in place for the foreseeable future. Interest rates also rose during the first quarter, with the yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury increasing by over 83 basis points, the largest quarterly gain since December 2016. We've heard more concerns from clients recently about how the gradual easing of social distancing, along with significant fiscal and monetary policy, might potentially lead to more inflation. In the next months, we expect to see reports of higher inflation as the dismally low inflation readings from early last year drop out of comparisons. But we'd caution against expecting things to get out of hand. Inflation is a slow-moving process. The economy would have to run hot for a long time to push inflation significantly higher. And yet the economy is still a long way from operating at that type of capacity at which inflation pressures would become problematic. Now, short-duration bonds and inflation-linked securities have historically done well in inflationary periods, but stocks remain the best long-run hedge against inflation. For more insights on this topic, our Chief Investment Officer will be publishing articles to our blog throughout the month of April on inflation and related investment topics, such as gold and Bitcoin. At the end of the day, fear of inflation is often much more severe than actual inflation. But we certainly understand inflation concerns bring to mind a fear that it may be more difficult to achieve your long-term financial goals. All of this brings to mind a recent quote from James Clear, author of Atomic Habits. He notes, "Fear of failure is often higher when you're not working on the problem. If you're taking action, you're less worried about failure because you realize you can influence the outcome." How are you taking action to reduce your fear of failing to meet your goals? Thanks for listening to our update. If you're not a PlanCorp client and want access to our best insights, go to startmyplan.com, answer a few quick questions, and we'll send you personalized materials based on your responses. Please visit plancorp.com/Alexa for important disclosures.